Doyon is seeking permits to mobilize for oil and gas exploration work in the Yukon Flats and Nenana Basin. The permits for cross-country travel are out for public comment. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Yukon Flats project involves another round of seismic survey near Stevens Village. Doyon Vice President for Lands and Natural Resources Jim Mary says the Interior Regional Native Corporation is looking at two different plans for accessing its area lands.
The simple option is to fly everything in, which is what we did before in our earlier program. But we're also investigating the option of an ice road up the Yukon River. This has been done before when an airport was reconstructed a few years ago. It's an option which we're taking a hard look at.
Mary says the proposed 29-mile ice road is cheaper than flying in equipment and supplies, a savings that can also lower the cost of living for Stevens Village's 40 to 50 residents this winter. He says if Doyon gets the state travel permit, a decision on the road will hinge on whether ice thickness is enough to handle heavy loads, including fuel trucks hauling up to 5,000 gallons. Mary says mobilization scheduled for the third week of January is for a work camp that will employ about 90 people, including some locals.
Last time we were there, a much smaller program, we were able to employ somewhere between 18 and 20 local folks or people connected with Stevens Village. Some of them may reside here in Fairbanks now, but with strong local connections. And we hope to improve upon that significantly in this project.
The goal of the seismic project is to identify oil and gas exploration drill targets. Doyon is a little further along on similar work near Nenana, where the corporation has leased 400,000 acres from the state. It drilled an exploration well in 2009 that did not yield a commercially viable deposit, but Mary says optimism remains high about the area.
We gathered a lot of very valuable information about potential source rock in the basin, and the well that we drilled was on a seismic line, and other work that we've done out there subsequently shows us that that there could be hydrocarbons located on the western side of the basin, and so that's where we're going to go look next.
Mary says permits to construct a 7-mile road are pending with the state to access the drill site.
The road will be an extension of part of the road that we built to the Nunavak number 1 well, and so it will be along a right-of-way primarily owned by the city of Nenana.
Drilling is scheduled to take place next summer. Doyon's Nenana and Stevens Village exploration projects are part of a $37 million oil and gas plan approved by Doyon's board of directors earlier this year. The projects are eligible for state frontier basin tax credits. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.